Yeah, that would have been in 1947, and okay. I had some friends, but as far as friends in town or as getting involved, I wasn't that tight. Mm-hmm. And of course, I had to get on the bus and get back home mm-hmm. because of, you know, getting
well, they get your ride back, too.
Yeah.
Right.
And so there weren't, I didn't participate in after-school activities,
mm-hmm.
which the town, it was the country kids and the town kids, and
Well, having to get back home, you couldn't take part in any after-school activities, really.
No. I was in town all the time after I graduated because I worked in the bank for 5 years.
Now, which bank was that?
When it was Depositor State Bank, where Manufacturers is now.
Oh, okay.
That was Depositor State Bank.
Okay.
Then Mr. Clark.
Uh-huh.
The bank. Well, I started out in the bakery.
On Main
Sally
Street?
Bell Bakery, yeah, the one that's Holloway now. That was Sally Bell.
Uh-huh.
And I graduated in June and went to work the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then in September, one of the girls from Salem was going to college, and she had worked in the bank during the summer, and I went in and got her job. They didn't know she was going to quit.
Uh-huh.
Walked in and asked Mr. Clark.
Inside information.
I walked in and I said, Beverly's quitting, Mr. Clark, and I have a job. I said, she's quitting. I got the job.
Okay.
And so I worked in the back,
mm-hmm.
back doing bookkeeping and filing and stuff for 5 years before I area. I lived in Grand Rapids for 11 years.
I see.
In 1967, my husband and two sons came back.
And you're living here
and
now.
We added on to make enough room
for everybody
to have a bedroom and a living room, and been here ever since.
Well, that's great.
And my sons both graduated from Northville High School, one in 83 and one in 84.
Wow. So they just graduated just a couple of years ago.
One is still in college. He spent 3 years in the Army, and now he's in college.
Uh-huh.
And the other one has worked for a year now since graduating from Lawrence Institute of Technology as a mechanical engineer.
Oh, nice.
And the other one's going to be just a mechanic.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, that's great. It's great to see them grow up and...
Yes, they like being out in the country. They're both getting married in the spring, and they want to stay in the area.
You have a lot of excitement coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Can you remember anything that big happening while you were growing up in school?
Nothing. Well, the only thing I remember, the neighbor boy down the road had polio, and he had to be bedridden. And
that was a time when it was so prevalent everywhere.
And I don't remember what year that was.
Probably in the early 50s.
When did Dale have polio?
Right as he started, I don't think. He started over here in the country school.
He was just younger than my son.
I don't think he got through the first year when he got it.
Yeah.
So he went to school all his life. He was paralyzed from...
He lives in Florida.
Hips down. And goodness, how old would he be now?
Well, he's a little bit...
Were you going over here to school yet when he went?
I don't remember.
Well, he went such a short time.
Mm-hmm.
But the only other thing, other than that illness...
Yes.
Being and having to be in bed and like
that stood out in your
mind.
His
mother, I mean, they were like family. They were the next farm. the angels and the carols were next to each other. And the only other thing is, my father's older sister worked at Ford's at Phoenix, and when it flooded, there was a real bad storm. I don't know. I have no idea. What year? The year that there was such a flood over at Phoenix. That's, I mean, those are the biggest things that I remember.
Where is Phoenix?
It's on Northville Road by 5 Mile. It's the sign shop for the Wayne County Road Commission now.
Oh, and that used to be the a Ford?
That was a Ford plant. She worked in the crib.
Oh.
The Ford plant.
Huh.
And you couldn't
well,
get out
know
of
that.
Northville.
Yeah,
and
it
the
was,
flood was...
Yeah, it
was... Park.
Everything was flooded.
Okay, then...
She's got... We've had pictures in the past that Aunt Irma had, and it was just water all over.
Well, this little Rouge River, is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's
okay,
what it
that's
was.
What
that's
flooded?
What flooded.
Did it get up... Well, Northville's up on that high hill, but did it get up in
I
that
don't
low
remember.
Section?
I remember more...
Down
there
at 5 Mile
by the factory.
And the Northville, yeah.
In the Northville Township.
Yes, and that's all low area there, too.
Yes. But that's only the big things I remember of back that
yeah,
long
anything
ago.
Yeah, anything happening like that.
It was just the flood and then Dale having the polio.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that...
Well, what did they do? They just...
I don't remember.
Did any homes get...
I don't know.
You don't know that.
Probably
you just know that it was
off. I just remember
yeah,
seeing
the
pictures of all that water.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get it out here?
No. We did this year, but not.
No, it was between Northville and Plymouth.
I see.
You couldn't get to Plymouth from Northville. The water was
it's
so
just
deep.
Over everything. Well, you had it flood this year?
No, it's just our own house had some
problems. Oh, it had some water, okay.
And we ended up with a flood.
Oh, it leaked
our drain,
in.
Our drain system
in.
Isn't working,
okay.
And we ended up with a water in the basement.
Yeah,
I
drained.
Guess it all ran into Phoenix Lake.
Now, Phoenix Lake is...
That's
the,
on well, the east side of Northville Road before by 5 Mile.
Behind the railroad track.
Goes through the park.
Oh, I know where it is.
Okay, yeah.
That big lake there.
Yeah, where you go underneath the viaduct.
Yes, yeah.
When you're going to Plymouth.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Right.
That's Phoenix Lake.
Okay.
That's where Gold Road ice skating.
Yeah, that was something that really tied up.
Okay, since you said ice skating, did your family have any kind of hobbies?
No.
Did you have any kind of hobbies? You or your husband, did you do any kind of needlework, or your husband do any kind of wood carving?
I did.
Uh-huh.
But,
No, my father was, he just worked.
He worked all the time. When he came home,
and
he
when
had
he came
rest.
Home, his mother was next door.
So he had things to help there.
He'd go and spend the evening over there. Sleep there as well as you could here. Because working outside.
Oh, yes.
For the road commission.
Yes.
Sure.
You were ready to rest when you got in the house.
You belonged to a knitting club.
Yeah, I did. I belonged to a knitting club back in Girl Scouts in Salem.
Yeah.
That was Salem.
And you still
Girl
can knit?
Girl Scouts.
Yes.
Yeah.
My arthritis doesn't let me knit. I do crocheting instead. No, we're very active. Now, our generation, my generation, my husband and I and our sons are very active in our church. And that's our social activities as well as, matter of fact, my husband's been laid off since May, and it looks like he's going to be doing the janitorial work at the church we go to now, so... be spending more time there.
Right, right. Well, you know, so many people who are active in church, it does take up a lot of their time.
Yeah, that's our social.
Yes.
Social
because you
outlet.
Meet your friends there and everything. Same way with, you know, me too. In fact, sometimes I say I am too busy.
Yes, we are very, very happy.
But you get a lot out of it.
Oh, yes, very thankful.
Very thankful for it. And your mom goes with you?
No, she goes to Plymouth to church. We go to Berean down on 8 Mile.
Uh-huh.
But she's been a member. How long have you been a member at First Baptist?
Since 1953.
Oh, good while. Do you get to go very much?
No,
or do you still?
Yeah, we were all too sick.
She goes to the, well, they have an elders club. They
and
call
she
it
gets
elders
to go
club.
To that.
And then she goes along with us on our Young and Hard Fellowship. So we get to.
Well, that's nice. That's very nice. And you get to, are there a lot of your friends still there? At your church, are there still a lot of your friends that you knew over the years still there?
Well, there's, what did I count, 10 widows in the Sunday school class?
That sounds natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not being able to drive anymore, I drop her off and then go on to church.
Yeah.
Well, but they weren't all there all these years.
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness, there'd be Ellen and Alice.
There's some of them have been there as long
because
as
there's
she's
new
been.
People
that's
like
nice. That's nice.
There are several that have been there as long as she's been going there.
Because I know you both know each other's friends, but it's nice. She has her her friends, and you have your friends, you know.
She's getting to know ours because she goes with us.
She goes
more
with
now.
You. You're getting younger all the time, right?
Pardon?
You're getting younger all the time, right?
Yeah. That's why that's why I'm not skinny anymore. No, that really started while I was teaching at Whitmore Lake.
Uh-huh.
And we were right close to a restaurant.
Yeah.
So I'm taking, lunch.
Yeah. You'd go over there.
And we ate a meal at noon.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd have to come home and cook.
Fix another meal.
I'd cook another meal, and I did.
Right.
But I only gained 2 pounds a month of a year.
Yes.
But after 20 years. Okay.
You're not going to cook and not eat, right? You're not going to come home and cook and not eat.
I'm not what?
You're not coming home to cook and then not eat yourself.
No.
No.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have eaten with them.
No.
They'd only had probably a sandwich or so at noon.
That's hard to do, though. That's hard to do.
But I think that's when it started.
Yeah.
Of course, that's about the time you start putting on weight anyway.
Yes.
Because
you always put it on right here, right? Right here.
Yeah. Well,
you're doing fine.
I went to, well, as long. Well, I'm still going.
Yes, you're doing fine.
Kidding about they could have a party for me on my 100th birthday.
Good for you. That's a way to think. That's right.
Yeah, but it's going to be an awkward without hearing. And I like to read, and that's what I.
You can't read.
That's what's gone.
You have cataract?
I can see you.
Uh-huh. What do you have, cataract?
No. They could do something about it. No, the retina died up.
Oh.
They call it macular degeneration. I don't know why.
Oh.
But it's just that the retina dries up.
So
and
you can
don't know
see.
What to, they don't know what to do for it.
You can see, but you can't read.
Well, she has it too. And the doctor is anything that he hears about that
he
might
does.
Stop it. why he's telling her, but mine went so fast. He said that when he found it, he said it was there, and there wasn't anything at that time when it started about 4 years ago, 4 years. I haven't driven to Florida for 2 years. So it would be about 4 years since my ramped up start. That's how it is someday. Ramped up started drawing up. And but it started out a little fuzzy, and I was in Florida, so as soon as I got home, I went to a Dr. Weber on Canton Road. And he said that's what the problem was, to come back in a year. And when I went back in the year, why, he never had anyone that
go that fast.
And so they did laser on this eye. And of course it didn't bring anything back, but it
stopped it.
Well,
arrested
so you said it was sealed, so I don't know, the specialist. So she took me to what they call low vision this summer, because it just keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
I read the headlines in the paper.
Oh, you can read the big ones.
With the electric light.
Can you
but
read?
It doesn't magnify for me. See, the retina is gone, and I just see it the way it is in the paper. It doesn't make it any bigger. But it does other people. Anyone else look through that?
And it does.
It magnifies it.
Huh.
And so that's how I do my reading. Mm-hmm. And I read cover to cover the newspaper, magazine. Half an hour, I've read all the headlines. And then with my hearing, some people I can't understand.
Yes.
But I can see the pictures, and then I'll read the headline.
Yes, yes. Can you connect anything to the TV in here?
I turn the chair around.
Oh, and I've got it right there. Oh, I see. Okay, that's nice. And then you can hear. Oh, that's good.
So I sit here because I can't see them from back.
No.
Here.
No.
So I sit right up in front of them and I can see them.
Well, that's good. I know.
I don't know if it's any fun.
No. But at least
otherwise I'm healthy.
Right. Everything else you can do.
My grandnephew, they had the graduation party for his sister. He's a chiropractor over in Waterford Town. No, Pontiac on M59. And so they had this big party for his stepchildren and his sister. Well, for graduation.
You went to that.
And so when we left, I told him, I said, well, you've got such a nice place here, fenced in yard, you know, and with a nice garage and everything. You don't have that in the country. And when you only got that. So when we left, I said, well, Larry, when I'm 100, will you have a birthday party for me?
And he said, of course.
Well,
that's great.
He said,
that's the right attitude to have.
He didn't tell me, but he told his dad, and his dad told me. That I was in good health for my age.
Yes.
Gave me adjustments. But my spine is, you know,
good.
All right.
Yes.
And her aunt died.